Hello, everybody, and welcome to Into the Darkness, the podcast where I talk about horror movies that most people wouldn't even know existed. I'm Joe Farrar. Hope everybody had a good week. The weekend is upon us. Father's Day weekend. And I hope to watch a lot of horror movies that... I know I'm going to watch a lot of the horror movies for next episode. I got some really good ones to talk about for this week. Before I get started, got a couple of podcasts that I want to shout out. The first one, I'm a member of a social media that's called the Slasher Social Media. And someone sent me a friend request, and they got a podcast called Slasher's Paradise. And that's a pretty good podcast. Their latest episode, they talk about the Friday the 13th movies. So, yeah, check them out. It's called Slasher's Paradise. And, of course, I don't want to leave out my friends at the Land of the Creeps podcast. Their latest episode, they talk of, well, there's two of the co-hosts that their birthdays they have a birthday, and they each one of them talks about a couple of their favorite horror movies, and it's pretty entertaining. So yeah, look up Land of the Creeps and listen to their latest episode, and I think you'll enjoy that. Now, the movies that I want to talk about this week, the first one is called The Legend of Halloween Jack. Come out in 2018. It's not rated. It's about an hour and 30 minutes long. Now, this movie is about, on Halloween night, a serial killer returns from the dead to take revenge on the vigilantes who put him to death 1 year earlier. This movie is directed by Andrew Jones. I've talked about several of his movies in the past. I like there's a movie I talked about, I don't know, several episodes ago, maybe about a year ago, called The Midnight Horror Show. That was a pretty good movie. And he also directed a movie that I'm going to be talking about next couple of episodes, called The Exorcism of Anna Ekland. But he also directed Cabin 28 and the Utah Cabin Murders. I talked about the Utah Cabin Murders just last episode, I believe. But yeah, this guy is a really good director, and you need to check out some of his movies. And then this movie stars Jo Hart. She plays Eddie Tramer. Megan Lockhurst, she plays a TV reporter. Lee Barnes, he plays Halloween Jack. And Harriet Reese, she plays Ellie Tanner. She was actually played Tina in Cabin 28. Now, this movie, it's about, well, it starts out with in a courtroom, and this serial killer is getting tried for the murders of a lot of people in the town, and some of the family members it was a little kind of leery on, I was kind of leery on the beginning of this, because the courtroom looked like it was back in the 1900s or something, because the judge was in a big desk with books in behind him, and they had a balcony, and the family members wasn't in the audience. They were up on a ledge in the balcony looking down on the court, and but several of the family members of the people that he killed were there, and one of the detectives who did the arrest. But unfortunately, this guy gets away with it because the detective didn't read him his rights. And so he ends up getting away with the murders and was let loose. Now, after he's let loose, they all get together, and including the cop that did the arrest, and they execute him. And I believe it was like 1 year later, and before that, after they kill him, they bury him, and they all promise not to, tell anybody this happened. And each one of them promises, and even the detective, after he is a little leery on what he did and everything, but he promises that he won't say anything either. And so they bury the body and they go about their business. Well, about a year later, one of the guys just can't take it, and he starts drinking, and he goes to the spot where they buried Halloween Jack, and puts a gun in his mouth and then blows his head off. And his blood starts running down into the spot where they buried him, and sure enough, the blood, for some reason, brings him back to life. And I don't know why, but he comes back as a scarecrow. But he goes around killing people in the town. Now, the town is called Dunwich, and they actually are paying tribute to one of H.P. Lovecraft's movies, The Dunwich Horror. And they even pay tribute to Halloween, the original Halloween, because at one point the police officers say that they need some help with one of the neighboring towns, and the neighboring town is called Haddonfield. And so, yeah, they pay tribute to a couple of horror movies in this movie. But anyway, he comes out alive, comes back from the dead, and goes out and starts killing all the people who killed him. And while this is happening, they supposedly had banned. That's in the second one. But anyway, he kills each one of them off one by one, and the cop, he has a daughter who is secretly dating his partner, who is a younger guy, and he's dating his daughter, and his daughter goes to a party, that Halloween party, that he tells her not to go, and but she ends up going anyway, and Halloween Jack ends up at this party, and starts killing a lot of the young people there. And so the detective, he finds out about it, and goes and saves the day. Now, I won't tell you exactly how or what happens and everything, but let's just say there's an explosion, and then there's like a reporter talks about, you know, how many bodies were found and everything. But then that's the end of that one. And this movie is really good. It's got some good acting in it, and the special effects are really good. And I really like the fact that they actually paid tribute to a couple of horror movies, Dunwich Horror and Halloween. The cinematography is really good. The acting is good. Like I said, with the beginning of it, kind of got me. I was kind of wondering what I get myself into. You know, this isn't gonna be all that good. But after the first scene, and when it's come up with the year later after they buried and everything, it did turn out pretty good. And so yeah, I give this movie an 8 out of 10. It's a really good movie. It's really entertaining. It's a really good tribute to old 80s slasher movies. So yeah, I'd give this movie a chance if you can. And you can get the DVD at Amazon, as always. You can watch it on Prime. It's on Google movies and TV. You can rent it on YouTube. You can watch it on Vudu. It's on Pluto TV. It's on Tubi TV. And it's also on IMDb TV. Now, the second movie that I want to talk about is The Curse of Halloween Jack. It came out in 2019. It's not rated. And it's about an hour and 21 minutes long. Now, this one's about the notorious cult, the Lords of Samhain, resurrects the Lord, the long-dead serial killer, Halloween Jack, and all hell breaks loose in the town of Dunwich. Now, this movie is directed also by Andrew Jones, and he also directed a movie that I talked about, I don't know, maybe about a year ago, called the Jonestown Haunting. It's a pretty good movie about the Jonestown cult, and he directed that one. This movie stars Brian Clark. He plays a news reporter. Derek Nelson. He actually plays Halloween Jack. He really did a really good job. That he was also in Cabin 28. He played Dana in Cabin 28, and he was in Cleaver's Killer Clowns. He played Arby Harry, and he also played in the Utah Cabin Murders, where he played one of the killers, Edward Deli. And he was also in a movie that I talked about several episodes ago called Vampire Virus. This movie also stars Peter Cosgrove. He plays Duke Tanner, and he was in a movie I talked about called Clown Doll. He played Scott in that movie. And then it also stars Charlotte Monter. She plays Annie Baylor. And then it also stars David Lennick. And he plays Glenn. Now, this movie it's about, like I said, it starts where the first one ends. And then a year later, I believe it's a year later, they get into there's a cult called the Lords of Samhain, and they worship Halloween Jack. I'm not really sure, but they're responsible for a lot of the murders that happen in this town, and they end up having a shootout with the cops at the same location where Halloween Jack was buried. After they found his body in the explosion and everything, they buried him in the same spot where they had the shootout. Well, they get all the cult leaders or the cult followers, and but one of them is shot right on the spot where the body is buried, and of course, like the first one, his blood runs down to where the body's at, and it resurrects Halloween Jack. And now this one, I kind of messed up on the first one. This one is where, because of what happened in the first one, they ban Halloween. They don't celebrate Halloween in the town no more. And there's a group of young kids who end up having a Halloween party anyway. And one of the detectives, his daughter is going to this party. And so, you know, it's just like the first one there. Halloween Jack kills off a bunch of people in town. But he ends up working his way to the Halloween party. And of course, there's a lot of panic and a lot of, people running and getting killed and everything. Just a lot of action in this one. And the daughter finally, she almost gets trapped in there, but the captain or the detective, he gets there and saves the day. Now, I'm not going to say any more about this. This is almost exactly like the first one, but It's got a lot more action in it. Cinematography is a little bit better in this one too, and so is the acting and the it's just a little bit. I like this one better than I do the first one, although I do like them both. But I love the ending to this one. I mean, I just love the ending of it. But yeah, I give this one a 9 out of 10. You can get this this one on Amazon, of course, like the other one, and watch it on Prime. Watch it on Google Play Movies and TV. It's on. You can rent it on YouTube. It's on Vudu, and you can also watch it on Tubi TV. Now, the next one that I want to talk about is one of the best found footage films I believe I've ever seen, and I'll talk about that right after this short break. Now, the last movie that I want to talk about, like I said, is probably one of the best found footage movies I believe I've ever seen. And it's called The Taking of Deborah Logan. It came out in 2014. It's rated R, and it's about an hour and 30 minutes long. Now, this movie's about an elderly woman battling Alzheimer's disease agrees to let a film crew document her condition, but what they discover is something far more malevolent. Now, this movie is directed by I like this guy. It's directed by Adam Robitel. He directed Insidious, The Last Key. But he's acted in several movies. A couple of them is some of the funniest acting, funniest movies I've ever seen. He was in 2001 Maniacs and 2001 Maniacs Field of Screams. And he was also in a segment of an anthology that I want to eventually get around to talking about, and it's called Chillerama. This movie stars Jill Larson. She plays Deborah Logan, and this woman is an amazing actress. She definitely can portray someone who has Alzheimer's disease. But she's been in several soap operas. She's been in The Young and the Restless, All My Children. She was in one episode of CSI Crime Scene. And this movie also stars Anne Ramsey. She plays her daughter, Sarah Logan. She was actually in the movie Critters 4. She was in 6 episodes of Dexter, and she was in 1 episode of a science fiction alien TV series that I loved. I used to watch it all the time, called Extant. I think it had Halle Berry in it. This movie also stars the beautiful Michelle Ang. She plays Mia Medina. She's been in a comedy, Big Mama, like Father Like Son. She was in 1 episode of NCIS Los Angeles, and she's been in 2 episodes of Fear the Walking Dead. And this movie also stars Brent Gentile. He plays Gavin. He was in 5 episodes of The Walking Dead. He played Freddy in The Walking Dead. This movie also stars Ryan Katrona. He plays Harris. And he was in 1 episode of a TV show that I freaking used to love. It starred Lance Henriksen. It's called Millennium. He was in 1 episode of that. And he was in 1 episode of NCIS. And this guy, he's an amazing veteran actor. And this movie has won one award, and it was nominated for 7. I'll just tell you the one that they won. They won the Horror Awards at the Horror Awards in 2015 They won Best Direct Release Film. And that's a well-deserved well-deserved award. Now, this movie is about Deborah Logan. She lives with her daughter, and she is in the last stages of Alzheimer's disease, and she agrees to let a film crew come in to document what an Alzheimer's patient goes through. And at one point she loses track of saying that she agreed to do it, and she almost kicks him out, but her daughter gets her to back in the mindset of letting them stay. But anyway, they start setting up cameras throughout her house, and carry a camera around with them, and they just document her life, her daily life. And she starts really acting strange, stranger than what any Alzheimer's patient would. At one point, she starts tearing at her neck, and her neck starts bleeding, and they had to patch her up, and she don't even remember doing that. And then at one point, she used to be a telephone operator, the old Tommy telephone operators, when they had the wires and they stuck them in the circuit boards and everything. And there was one point, and she has the old circuit board up in her attic, and they find her sitting at the circuit board completely naked, and putting these wires in and everything. But they go to get her, and her voice is like really, really weird sounding. You can just tell. She doesn't even look like herself. Almost like she's losing her hair, and they don't know what's wrong with her. And at some point in time, they end up calling the doctor, and the doctor can't tell, what's wrong with her, because, they can't decide, that what the way she's acting, no Alzheimer's patient acts like that. And then come to find out, after a lot of investigating and everything, they find out that there was this pediatrician that killed children years and years ago, and her neighbor and she took the guy, and I believe they buried him alive. I'm not sure, but anyway, they killed him and buried him in the garden of her house. And he was the pediatrician was a devil worshiper, some kind of worship snakes of some kind, And I'm not exactly sure, but anyway, what it boiled down to was this pediatrician's evil spirit was possessing her, and it's just her just regressing, just getting. She doesn't look like herself. She tries to harm herself. She tries to harm others. And so they end up putting her in the hospital. And of course, there's cameras around the hospital. And she starts acting a little bit better, but she starts getting friendly with this little girl who has cancer. And the little girl's bald from the chemotherapy. And she leaves with the girl, and the parents of the girl's all upset and everything, and they end up finding her and Deborah Logan, and they go back to their rooms and everything. But she ends up to where she kidnaps her again, and this one scene. It's the one I can't remember if it's, I know it's her daughter, and I think maybe one of the Asian girl who's in the film crew, but I think it's two doctors that are looking for her too. I believe they're in the basement of an old hospital. I'm not quite sure, but they're just looking through this this rundown basement, rundown building, and they come around the corner. Now, this is a spoiler alert. If you don't really want to know what happens, you might want to leave the room a minute, but I got to say this one. This is one of the creepiest scenes I believe I've ever seen in, well, any movie, really, let alone just found footage. But they round the corner, and here's this Deborah Logan, totally unrecognizable, with her jaw looks like it's been unhinged, and the little girl's, pretty much her whole head is in this woman's mouth. And I believe this, you can see blood running down her, the little girl's body. I can't really remember, but because everything is all shaking and everything. But the Asian girl who is in the crew, she brings a gun along, and I don't understand, because I'm not sure if she shot Deborah Logan or if she just shot at her. But that's how the woman lets go of the child. They take the child, and this woman's, Deborah Logan's, mouth is just gaping open. And she's a creature. You can tell she's a creature. And she's not pretty much completely possessed by this evil spirit. And they have the body. The only way that they could get rid of this creature is to bury the body. I'm not sure if they had to burn it or bury it, but anyway, they had the body with them, and it's burn the body, because they take the body and they burn it, and things start getting a little bit better. She still has Alzheimer's. I don't think she even remembers what she did to the little girl, but of course it's always all in the news and everything. And then the ending is just blew me away. This is one really good found footage movie. The acting is just superb in it. It's creepy, it's just, you got to see this movie. That's all there is to it. The ending of it is just, it's just amazing. You think maybe everything turns out okay, but you'll find out that it may not. But yeah, I strongly, strongly suggest you see this movie. Even if you're not a fan of found footage, you need to watch this movie, because this movie is, it's every horror movie fan's dream, I think. I love it. I give it a 10 out of 10. Adam Robitaille, he did a fantastic job directing this movie. You can get this movie in Amazon. Watch it on Amazon Prime. Watch it on Google Play Movies and TV. You can rent it on YouTube. You can watch it on Sling TV if you're subscribed to that. It's on YouTube TV. And it's also on Tubi TV. So, yeah, that's the movies for this week. Just to recap, first off, it was The Legend of Halloween Jack. I love this movie. Give it an 8 out of 10. It opens up kind of a little on the iffy side, but just keep watching, because it gets better. And then the second one is The Curse of Halloween Jack. This one's a whole lot better than the first one, I believe, so I give this a 9 out of 10. And Then the last one is this found footage movie called The Taking of Deborah Logan. I give this a definite 10 out of 10. Out of these three, man, I love all three of them. You know, one of the questions that I really do hate to be asked is, what is your favorite horror movie? Because I have so many. I think my go-to movie whenever someone asked me that is, I say The Exorcist, because that's one of the first, I believe it may be the first movie I ever saw, horror movie I ever saw. But I love all so many horror movies that I really can't tell you what my favorite one is. But out of these three, I would say maybe The Taking of Deborah Logan. It's creepy. It's you know, and if you listen to any past episodes, you know I love found footage movies. So I would say The Taking of Deborah Logan is my favorite out of these three. So yeah, that's the movies for this week. And summertime's coming up, so I got three really good camp movies that I'm going to talk about next week. So I'm going to be watching them this weekend, and I'll be talking about them next week. So I hope you'll tune in to listen to that. Make sure that you go and check out those podcasts, The Slasher's Paradise, and check out my friends at Land of the Creeps and listen to their latest episode. As always, if you want to leave me a email, my email is joeferrar1961@gmail.com. And if you want to leave me a voice message, and if it's not very long, I will try to play it on the episode. So, yep, that's the movies for this week, and I hope everybody has a good weekend. And happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Get together with your kids if they're not too young, and watch yourself a horror movie. Watch these horror movies I talked about. So until next time, keep it scary.